Some years ago, a crack commando comedy unit were given jobs above their pay grade. These men promptly were put on leave and escaped to an underground podcast stockade in an unknown location. Today, still unwanted by big media, they survive as comics of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and you can find them, you can listen to Guns Blazing.
Bro, you're not going to believe this. I'm at the fucking swim up bar today at this resort, my lady.
Uh-huh.
Bartender, first of all, hooking it up all day. They got these honeybee shots. It's like a honey tequila. It's a triple sec, a Grand Marnier. They double back, which is wild, by the bull sweeteners. A little bit of fresh lime juice. A couple of little things they do. I don't know. We only had a few of them. We were absolutely lit. And I look over, fucking kid I went to high school sitting there with his fiance.
What?
My buddy Mark. I look, I'm like, fucking Mark, dude, you're here? Dude, it was mind-blowing. So we took about six more shots. Dude, I took a fucking nap before we hit the all-inclusive buffet. Small world, man.
One question.
I had to have a getaway, bro. I had to have a getaway, by the way, since... We were already in the cold. I had to come to a resort. You can see my setup. Look at that.
I get it. I get it. I see it. If those just listening, he's in the middle of a cabana.
That's the suite right there, kid.
Along the beach somewhere, you know, off the coast of Mexico.
We don't want to. I can't let word get out because I don't want the town being in a frenzy, Todd.
Well, you can't have that. You can't have that.
Can't get the town all worked up.
I got one question about your friend Mark.
All right.
This is what comes to mind. Do you remember what you wrote in his yearbook?
Yeah, I do.
What did you write in his yearbook?
Dude, we sat next to each other in physics. We had physics first period.
Yeah.
And I was the fucking cornball that wrote, you know, I hope your summer's not whack. I'm the first one to sign your crack. And I signed the inside of his fucking The old, I hope your summer's not whack. I'm the first one to sign your crack, bro. And then I put fucking, you know, I put Sean Latham, class of 97.
I had this thing I wrote in a lot of the girls that were like my close friends mm-hmm. in their yearbook. Just because I thought one day the kids are going to read these, right?
Yeah, like yeah
they're
going to
get these out of whatever.
What foresight? What insight by you? Foresight? Whatever.
Yeah. So I was like, I would say something like, I really valued your friendship throughout the last 12 years. Hit me up after we graduate, and maybe we'll get together and have a shower together.
Yeah, yeah.
And or we'll meet up and shower together or something like that. That and I thought I was so fucking funny.
Funny?
Like I was like, dude, one day like her parents are going to read this or whatever and they're going to freak out. And then after like a few years later, I was like, that's just fucking creepy,
you're
dude.
A fucking like, creeper. Hey, Mom, who's the weird guy that said he was going to take a shower with you later on?
Yeah, that's like something you would write like – you would expect to see in a documentary mm-hmm. about Ted Bundy or something. Mm-hmm. And then they go back to the people he went to high school with. And some girl's like, well, this is what he wrote in my yearbook. And she showed, they were like,
you know, the worst part is this guy is a cop for 22 years. It's fucking creepy. What are you sipping on over there, bro? I see you got a few beers behind you there. I know that's all from today, but they look like they are.
No, that's from that's from our run.
Yeah.
Last episode. This is just a fresh glass. This is finishing off the bottle of Screwball peanut butter whiskey.
Oh, nice.
With a little Coke chaser. You know, it's a little bit like dessert up in here right now. What are you drinking?
The hospitality homies came up with a little bit of whiskey. Mm. So I'm just sipping. I'm just finishing that off, bro, with my fucking weak ass chest hair.
I'm surprised you're not drinking tequila since you're there in Mexico. Somewhere.
Well, Todd, because I want to not get kicked out of here.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
I'm already on at least a 18 to 24 beer pace at this moment throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not to mention we are mixing in Margies. I mean, you're going to mix in a Margie. You know, what are you going to do? You're going to be over here in Mexico on the coast, not mixing in Margies with a case of beer and a case of tacos a day. Have some respect. You know what I mean?
So when this is my move when I go all inclusive. I go margaritas all day.
All day.
All day. Margaritas. Every time I order one, add an extra shot. Throw it in there. I tip well. You know, $2 gets you a long way.
Yeah.
And
you go the distance.
The only way to do it. Because they do water it down, at least in my experience in Mexico. Yep. Now, Jamaica, different story. Drink strong as fuck. Get ready to throw down. But that's my move. And then I switch to Corona at night because I've had a chance to take that post-margarita nap afterward. Which, if that doesn't happen and I drink margaritas all day and carry that through the night, mm-hmm. I'm going to end up in a Mexican jail. Like, that's what's going to happen.
Or at least a resort jail. They have a little area. They hold a holding cell there.
Yeah.
For the higher paid customers, and you might end up in there.
Or firing squad, either
firing
way.
Firing squad, maybe, you know, maybe thrown in there. Listen, at the end of the day, bro,
uno,
you drop.
Dos. Tres. Fuego.
You know what else? But with a couple of the, with a 40 spot, dude, a couple of Twinskies, bro, you get off of fucking capital murder down there.
Oh, there ain't no doubt.
$2,000-$3,000 American dollars. They never find a suspect, bro. I wonder how much it really does cost to buy off the Mexican cops down here. I'll ask them when I see them tomorrow morning when I'm out on my walk.
I'm guessing a 20 spot gets your average street beat cop off your ass, I would say.
No, classic pullover, yeah. I've physically, in my personal experience, paid off Mexican street cops $20 to let me get off, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking about murder.
Yeah.
Like, if they just go, blah, 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 here's what happened, da, 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 here's fucking $20K. No one ever gets a clue. No one, hey, listen, it's a cold case. Now we can do. It's a cold case.
I mean, my lady's wanting to go to Mexico, you know, but I've been covering a lot of cartel stuff on 1041. So my awareness is really heightened, you know.
Yeah.
I'm kind of in that hypervigilant mode about it. So my plan is, I was like, I'll go there. But listen, as soon as we get there, like, I have to make a pit stop before we get to the resort. I'm going to kidnap the chief of the secret police real quick and just hold him hostage the whole time we're there.
Yeah.
And then I'll release him when we get on our flight back.
It's that easy.
Yeah. I mean, that's real. I'd like get ahead of the game. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're probably going to get kidnapped. So why not kidnap the kidnapper first?
Hello. I'm three steps ahead of you homies, dude. Sorry, not sorry.
This is chess, not checkers, mijo.
Oh, man. You're right. It's not checkers.
No.
It's chess, which is chess in Spanish.
Otro más, por favor.
Do they play Uno in Mexico?
Oh, good one, dude.
I don't know.
Yo, ¿es fuego uno aquí? ¿Es fuego? No, un fuego uno aquí. Juego. No, no, juego.
He said I'll be right back. And if people don't know, if you're not watching this on YouTube and you're listening, I am dressed up. I'm at the beach right now. I'm at the beach. You'd see that. I'm talking to the Mexican homie that works at this resort. You know, the hospitality homie. Our VIP guy, bro.
Right now, you look like every CIA agent who was assigned to Colombia in the 1970s.
Well, maybe they'll fucking get off. Maybe the CSA casting people will get up off their assholes because they sit on their assholes with their cheeks there.
They do.
They actually flare out their assholes outside of their cheeks bend in. Their cheeks pop up like Tesla doors. Mm-hmm. And then they sit on their assholes there. That's what they do. If they'd get up off their assholes, they'd see that I'm the fucking perfect guy to cast for several parts, bro.
I mean, let's go. Do they not watch the internet? I mean,
hello?
How have they not asked you to make a Scarface too?
You think, Chico, you like the ladies more than you like the money, man. Come on, Chico, you like the ladies more than you like the money, man. Now, one of my favorite scenes of Scarface is when he walks over. He goes, "You see that chick over there? Watch these." And then he walks over and he does the whole tongue thing, and then she just goes. Coño!
No, she loves me. Coño!
Lesbian!
What a great flick.
It's fucking good, bro. But listen, that's where we're at. That's what we're doing. And you know what? I'm really happy that everybody, like the last episode, people got, you know, people, what they did get is that they don't get it. And that's what really paid off last episode. And now we have the shirts. If you want to understand about what you don't get, where you really fall in the charts, go listen to last episode. And you're going to realize that at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, when the fucking clock strikes midnight and every other saying, you don't get it.
That's all we're saying is spread the word. Yeah, you don't get it. But now it's your job to let everybody else know that they don't get it. So we got the You Don't Get It t-shirt out right now that you can get when you go to the gunsblazingstore.com, and they have long sleeve and short sleeve of varying colors, very hard word to say, varying colors,
varying
a lot of them, and let the people know they don't get it. You don't get it, but also you don't get it.
You don't get it, dude.
That's your job. You're not supposed to get it, by the way. Only we get it.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? That's us. That's not you. That's not you. Okay, that's us. But whatever. I mean, what am I going to do? Expect them to get it? I mean,
we were going to come out with I get it shirts, but we knew only two people
would sell them.
Could even buy it. And that's Sean and I, and yeah, we get a discount, but we're not going to, you know.
Well, what am I going to do? Get a discount on my own shirt? Come on. I know I get it. I get it. Todd gets it.
I get it.
But, you know, listen. And again, if you're listening to this right now and you're like, wow, what's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. You don't fucking get it, my friend.
You don't get it. And if you don't understand why you don't get it, go back and listen to the episode before this.
And help yourself. Help yourself.
Help yourself understand you don't get it. Mm-hmm. What are you drinking there again? What kind of whiskey you got? You're tilting up the bottle. Oh, is that a big 40?
Well, it's called a Kawama. Yo soy aquí adentro de México. Cuando una persona aquí en México, tú bebes una Kawama, Todd. Es una Kawama.
Una Kawama. That's from Lion King, right?
I don't think so. But originally, when I was 16, and I'd go to Mexico to drink in Alcadones, Mexico, if you've ever been in Yuma or Winter Haven or the Quechan Casino.
Yeah.
You know all about it. But they call it Kawamas down there. It's just a big old 32-ounce probably. 32-ounce. Comes in a little tin bucket. Same metal. They have the metal trash cans in the old school gray metal trash can. You know, the same metal for the little buckets with ice. You get a couple little cups, a little thing of salt, a little thing of limes. You fucking go ham, bro.
Yeah,
$2 Kawamas, you and a buddy, you fucking get it, you go, you split the cocktail, you know, you live your life. You live your life, you order the fucking chips and salsa, you go, then you move. You finish a few Kawamas, you head over to the taqueria, bro.
That's the Mexican DJ at the Mexican strip club. He's like, yo, soy $2 Kawamas, next on the stage, La Megan.
I thought you said La Mega. That's going to be a big girl.
Well,
then you walk over to the taco stand, Todd, and then they have a little thing of the onions in there, you know, the green onions, the scallions.
Mm-hmm.
You grab a few, you hand them to the guy behind on the fire working the tacos. He grills them up for you, okay? Meanwhile, his partner has a fucking tree trunk that's probably 3 feet side to side. He's got a big fucking cleaver, and he's just going ham, chopping up the asada, you know? He's fucking banking out the asada, maybe hitting with some lime, a little salt. He's fucking chopping away. while the other guy's working the meat and the tortillas. Bang, 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 pop, 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 pop. Nonstop 2-inch tortillas flying, bro, around. Just flying, Todd. Looks like fucking, like if you zoomed out, it looked like space with the stars in the sky flying by. But it's the tortillas flying on the heat. And then it's the meat. And then it's they meet the tortilla. And then you hit the lime, the salt. You hit a little fucking salsita, a little cebolla, a little cilantro. Everybody's happy.
All I want is for the pig to be hanging upside down, gutted with an apple in its mouth, so that they pull it right off the hook, chop it up in front of me, and make my carnitas. That's all I want.
It's a respectable request. It's a very respectable request.
Mm-hmm.
What episode I want to do with you is what we're going to do is we're going to dig this summer. Maybe we'll do this for the Patreon party, for the food.
Okay.
We're going to dig a hole in your backyard. We're going to buy a whole cow. I mean, a whole pig. Not even that much.
Mm-hmm.
I think Doug Dale gets them for a couple hundo.
Okay.
They cut them and gut them, you know, get them ready to meet, get them ready mm-hmm. to cook.
Yeah.
And then we go ahead and just drop her right down in there in this hole we dig with these hot coals down there. And then we seal it off with the dirt on top. You cover them with the hot rocks and the coals. Mm-hmm. And then you get the dirt. You know, I don't know how they do it so that you don't fucking get dirt all up in your carnitas. The whole thing is full of dirt. But, you know, I've been to a few luaus in a little place called Hawaii, friends. And I seen them bury the cat, the piggy.
What? They bury it in the ground.
Yeah, they unbury it. I don't know if they put tarp down.
They probably wrap it in something, I assume.
I forgot what they did, but we'll figure that part out. But the point is...
Probably
is
the lining of something, like the stomach lining of a moose or something. Like
maybe that. Another animal.
Wrap it around. That would keep
maybe it. The intestines of a horse or a rhinoceros.
Ooh, I like that.
Obviously, a rhinoceros who already passed away because we're not going to kill a rhinoceros to keep the pig warm.
Listen, you know what I mean? We're a very anti... hippopotamus killing podcast. Like if you're out there killing hippopotamuses, knock it off. All right. It's not cool.
Have a little class for hippos, dude. And then that's what we're going to do, Todd. Maybe we'll have ourselves like a, you know, maybe we'll use the tree of the leaves of a palm tree. I'll order some palm tree leaves and we'll fucking wrap them.
There we go.
We'll you know, that's salt what, water into first. The coal. Yes. And then we wrap the coals and the pig. And then,
I like that.
And then we have an unveiling, and then we just pull it up on top. We drop a little lime on it. Heat up the tortillas. Heat up. We got the beans and rice. We got all the condiments cut up.
Mm-hmm.
Done. Here we go. Party time. Carnitas for everybody.
Then we make a couple, you know, cocktails. We sit around the fire, exchange stories.
Yes.
Maybe recline our chairs, just maybe at a 30-degree angle. Mm-hmm. Just relax a little bit. Kick the feet up because we only have. We only have full reclining lawn chairs.
Yes.
Here in the backyard.
Yep.
We don't do regular chairs. You can't kick your feet up on a chair. Go fuck yourself.
Eat a bowl of shit if you can.
Work harder. Get another job.
Hello? Get a lever that when you lean back, your body weight and the mechanical friction of this lever, your feet pop up out of the sky like wham. Get up off those puppies. You've been working hard. You don't need to be putting your weight on them right now. Rest, friend.
Come on, this is time to unwind. You're around a fire. You got a cocktail. You're reclined in the lawn chair. You're ready to just chill with all your homies, swap some stories, get a few laughs, just chill. Of course, you're going to kick in some Delta 8, you know, because you're in Indiana chilling. You're not in California.
Mm-hmm.
You're not in Michigan. You're in or Illinois, wherever it is. You're in Indiana.
Yeah. Yeah.
Delta 9's not legal here. So get you some Delta 8. It's a federally legal version of THC. You know what I'm talking about?
We're talking about 3G, the industry leader in Delta 8 THC products, friends. Okay. Formulated by a biochemist by products only made in the United States of America with United States of America grown hemp. Time.
Now, wait a minute, Sean. Are you saying that we're not going to another country and making little children in forced labor camps chop our hemp and put them on a boat and ship them over here?
That's exactly what I'm saying, Todd.
Now I can relax even more now because I have peace of mind that my hemp was made right here by hardworking Americans for hardworking Americans.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
This is what we When they released Delta 8 products, Todd, mm-hmm. they were the first federally legal THC products sold in the United States of America since Prohibition started 90 years ago.
They were the first. They're the Neil Armstrong of Delta 8 products. That's what you're saying. They were the first one.
What I'm saying, Todd, is W-Y-H-A-T. Wrap your head around that.
I'm trying, but it's getting hard. There's a lot coming at me, and it's all awesome.
That's what I'm saying, Todd. Delta 8's effects are a perfect hybrid of CBD and Delta 9, giving it a similar buzz and all of the medicinal effects of Delta 9 without the laziness, without the anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
The paranoia can finally go fuck itself.
What was that? You're
That's
not going to be doing
now.
That.
That's not no longer happening. No more mental fogginess, Todd.
Mm-mm, not at all. Delta 8 users report feeling more active. It's the contrary. They're more active and outgoing with increased confidence and almost none of the anxiousness and paranoia associated with Delta 9 usage.
Todd, call me right now after I just took some Delta 8.
Okay.
So Delta 8, 3-Chi, call me.
All right. Okay. I'm calling you right now. You got it?
Hello, Todd.
Hey, Sean, what's up?
Not much, buddy. I just want to let you know that, bro, I am just feeling... Just that anxiousness is gone, and I'm just out and about getting things done, feeling great, clear-headed, fucking ready to rock and roll. I don't feel lazy or paranoid today, Todd.
Wait a minute. How are you feeling all that without that, and you just took some Delta 9?
Guess what? It's not Delta 9. It's Delta 8, Todd.
Oh!
Delta 8 THC products, friend.
Sounds like it's a lot better than Delta 9, actually. You mean you get all the positives but none of the negatives?
Exactly. Say goodbye to paranoia and mental fogginess. Todd, I am the most clear-headed me that you've ever heard in your life. I almost want to switch to FaceTime so you could see how clear-headed I really am right now.
I want to hear more about it, but hang on. Let me get rid of this call first. Mom, let me call you back. Sean's talking to me about Delta 8. All right. Love you. Bye. Go ahead.
Yes. Anyways, Todd, let me tell you something. Delta 8's the federally legal version of THC, except it's a more functional alternative to marijuana for those who want the same great feelings without those same bullshit negative side effects, Todd.
I love it. I love it. Hang on. God damn it. Mom, yeah, what? No, it's Delta 8. It's perfectly legal. I'm not doing anything wrong, I promise. No, you can get it on the internet right now. They're a sponsor. Todd, I got to go.
Todd, can you let your mom know that 3-Chi isn't just the best in the Delta 8 industry, but they actually invented the Delta 8 industry? Hello, tell your Mrs. McComas.
They're like,
pick up.
You're saying they're the Thomas Edison of Delta 8 products.
You're goddamn right. That's what I'm saying, Todd. I'm saying they're not part of the game. They don't run the game. Jesus. They invented the game, friend.
Well, I tell you what, it's like any great pizza. 3-Chi's. Think of it that way. Go to 3-Chi.com to shop for Delta 8 vapes, gummies, tinctures, and oils that can be used to make homemade edibles. In case you want to do a little, some home goods for your homies, you know what I'm saying? They got the oils that you need. And while you're at it, use code GUNS, G-U-N-S, at checkout to receive 5% off your order. That's 3-Chi.com, promo code GUNS. And what else do they need to know, Sean?
You need to know this. You got to be 21 to order. Sorry, guys. This ain't no bullshit-ass, regular-ass ad for no bullshit-ass, regular-ass product. This is the real deal. This is 3-Chi. You must be 21. I'm telling you, this is not normal CBD shit you guys are being
stuff.
Pumped into, okay? This is the real deal. Eat the suggested amount of gummies and watch what happens. This is the real deal. 3-Chi, 3-Chi.com.
You're going to feel great. And hey, check them out on social media at 3-Chi, the number 3, CHICBD. They're on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and they're a pretty awesome follow. That's all I'm saying. Tag them in it. Tell them we sent you. Let them know how great their products are, because I can guarantee you this. If you try it, you're only going to have good things to say. You have my word on it.
That's Todd's word.
My word. My word. Pretty big deal. I don't give my word very much. In fact, I stopped using Microsoft Word. I only use Pages now because I only rely on my word.
And word on the street is that your word's the strongest word of all words.
That's the word. I can tell you that much.
And word's already gotten out. Has word gotten out? Yeah, word is out. But that's Todd's word is his bond.
It is. I mean, word is out. You know, they tried to string my word with a bunch of other words to make a sentence, and I'm like, nope, can't do that. You know,
fuck off.
It's just my word. It's one word sentence if you want. It's like stop or go. Yeah. You can do that with my word, but don't mix in anybody else's words with my word. That's all I'm saying.
It's that easy. It's called clarification of proper wording.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on? We got a big weekend coming up. We want everybody to fuck shit up. Also, join our Patreon, man. We have a great time on these coffee sessions. Tonight, we have the chef cook along. Thursday, we have the therapy session where we will be hooking fools up. We will be fixing their life. Listen,
it's going to be a bit like a mix, I think, between like what therapy you guys are used to seeing and kind of an AA meeting, right? Like, but mm-hmm. Sean and I are conducting it. We're the vets. We've been through many, many emotional wars, the two of us. We've learned a lot over our many years, and we're there just to guide these people through their problems, through any concerns that they have relationship-wise, just maybe work-wise, whatever it is, we're here to help, just like it says in our intro.
Yeah, just like it says in our intro, we've got your back. We've got a combined almost what? You're 49, I'm 43. Do the math on that, people. I mean, that's like 92 years of life experience between all spectrums of the fucking world, bro, from absolute Catholicism, like birth, when you get baptized water, all the way until like criminal shit with drug running, everything we have. And I don't even know what I'm talking about at this point, Todd.
Do you ever wish you were immortal? Speaking of getting old, can you imagine? Like, there's one thing that I've just always... Like, whether it's, you know, I don't really read books, but when I hear people talk about books or in movies and stuff, one thing I love, like The Highlander, right?
Yeah.
Like, just that thought of being immortal. You don't have any other special powers or anything. You're going to be extra tough, I think, just because you've been alive so long. You've probably studied out of boredom, studied all the martial arts, all techniques of sword fighting, all techniques of marksmanship. Like, you're just going to be a badass soldier of fortune.
So you can't die, or you just don't die? Can you die by accident?
No, the only way you can die is if another immortal finds you and you have a sword fight and he cuts off your head.
Okay, so would I want to? Are you asking me?
Yeah, would you want to be immortal and just keep living, even though the people that you get close to and that you love are going to continually die every life cycle?
Yeah, they die off.
But you stay alive. But you're not a vampire. You're not fucked up or anything like that. There's no trade-off for being immortal. You're just regular old Sean, but you live forever.
You just kind of like Dylan from 90210, right? Like, he don't dance and shit.
Yeah.
Like, you just him forever.
Yeah, or the guy that played the Ant-Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, why can't I think of his name?
Daredevil?
No. Ah, the funny guy. Shit.
I forgot.
I don't
Anyways.
Know. He's awesome. He never ages.
Yeah, those people don't age. I don't know if I would say I want that. But again, that question is very subjective to the fact that we don't know what's on the other side. The other side could be the best or possible worst situation in the history of eternity.
Yes.
But we don't know that. So for one to say, if it's the most amazing thing ever, if it's all heavenly, then hell no, I don't want to live forever. Fuck that noise. But if it's the worst of all shit of all time, it's the opposite of heaven. If it's hell, literally,
yeah,
I'll go ahead and live forever.
I think I'll do it. You know, it'd just be me and Paul Rudd. That's what I was trying to think of. Just wandering the world forever.
You and Paul Rudd.
Never aging. But we'd be best friends. Now, here's my only question. Let's say I would want to be tied to the earth, though. I don't want to live forever. I just want to live as long as the earth lives, right? So if meteorites come through or global warming fucks up our whole planet and the earth is destroyed, I don't want to just still be alive just sitting here on a ruined planet. And
wandering the fucking around, like, what's going on here?
I can't get food. Like, I'm starving. I can't die, but I'm still hungry as fuck, you know? That would suck.
That would suck nuts, dude.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have a question that I was going to ask, because you know how a lot of couples... They say, you know, they had their like their list, like their get out of jail free list, right? Like they'll say, well, if Jennifer Aniston wants to fuck you,
yeah, your hall pass.
Yeah, hall pass. Mm-hmm. Who's our podcast hall pass? Like if there's a person out there that wanted to start a podcast with you, but that meant this podcast had to end.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
What's our move here?
Oh boy. All right. You can only pick one, okay?
Yeah.
So man. I would say Conan O'Brien, but I'm not smart enough to keep up with him. Like he's super funny and silly, but he's also like a genius. And I would just feel stupid all the time. So I'm not gonna say him. I might, you know what? I think I would just say, all right, since it can't be Sean, I'm not doing comedy. I just go true crime and maybe Dan Cummins. Like maybe part, you know what I mean? That's, just go into a different realm. Hey,
you can't be doing your girlfriend's friends, bro. Like that might be a real possibility. Like you.
No, he's too fucking big for us.
He might actually fucking take you up on that, dude. And I'm going to be over here with my thumb on my ass talking about, welcome to the Sean Latham by himself, no friends podcast.
3 years ago, that would have been shitty to say because but now he's a fucking juggernaut. So he would be like, Todd who? He probably doesn't even remember my name. He probably doesn't even.
I doubt that.
If I run into him, he's like, who are you again? Oh, yeah. I don't know, but I just think I wouldn't want to do comedy. I would just want to do, I don't know. Oh, you know who I would do it with? There it is. Boom. I think I would just probably go with Jay Dobbins, the undercover guy who infiltrated the Hell's Angels.
That's your buddy, dude. I'm over here talking about maybe the fucking Rock. You're like, yo, this kid's other dude that I hang out with all the time, bro. I shouldn't ask this. I'm getting fucking emotional and sensitive over here. Todd's like, I don't know, maybe my son Bailey. I don't know, Nick and fucking Dick.
All right, the guy that killed Osama bin Laden, whoever that guy is.
I don't know, a couple of the dudes I grew up with, Bowers.
Who's your one? Maybe that'll help me think of big name people. Oh, no. All right, Bill Burr, I would love to.
Nah, that's worth it.
He's fucking funny as fuck. And he's just like a cool guy conversationally to talk to. But go ahead.
I'll take a fucking bump off by Burr.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with, I think it's going to be somebody like, you know, like something cliche, dude, like Brad Pitt. Or no. I got it. Fucking McConaughey. McConaughey, you're out.
Great pull.
Todd, you're out if McConaughey wants to do a podcast.
All right.
Not fucking my girlfriend, bro.
This is my final choice. Because here's what you did that was genius. You're like bringing the podcast expertise. I was thinking of people that already have expertise. You're the expert. You're the talent. You're just bringing on a famous fuck to ride shotgun. That's brilliant, right?
I don't think I'm riding shotgun with McConaughey, bro.
No, you're like play-by-play. He's color. He's the super famous guy. And you're the podcast talent.
Tell fucking bust off speeches. Have you heard him drop wisdom? He is the leader. I'm the Robin. I ain't the Batman in that spot, dude.
No, he's great. But I'm gonna go with Woody Harrelson, his counterpart in True Detective. Woody Harrelson, I feel like he and I would hit it off really well. Plus, his dad is in prison because he assassinated the judge. He was a hitman for the mafia, and I think that's extra cool.
Boom. I mean, you know, obviously, prayers up to the fallen and that, but what a story, bro.
Yeah, incredible story.
What an incredible wild crime.
And he was fucking on Cheers. Come on.
He was so good in Cheers. He was fucking awesome in Cheers, bro.
What are we both talking about, dude? What if you could do one with Bill Murray? What are we even thinking?
Bill Murray, dude.
Dude, he's the perfect dude, right?
He might kick me out of this fucking resort after that, bro.
Oh, come on.
This is what I need to fucking wear it like that. I need to dip up, bro.
There you go.
Oh, you could just work it, huh?
Yeah. Shape it. You could turn it sideways, turn it to a cowboy hat.
Now you don't want to get, you know, next thing you know, you'll be like the fucking chicks from Sex in the City. You don't want to get too crazy. You know what I mean? Fucking walking around like I'm about to go get brunch and shit with some other fucking chicks from Upper East Side.
But you can do the McConaughey and roll up the sides to turn it into the straw cowboy hat.
Yeah, yeah, you could do that too. There's so many options with the straw hat. What to do
right now? If I said, Sean, I'm going to give you $25,000 for you, all you got to do is run out into this ring with two wild rodeo bulls gone loose after we just smacked them in the ass with a 2x4. And all you got to do is make it from one side to the other and jump over into the little clown safety wall.
I'm going for it for $25K right now, untaxed.
Untaxed, you can keep it. The government's not going to get a piece.
Untaxed, $25K. I'm making a fucking run for it. Fuck those bulls, bro.
I think I would too.
You see what those guys with the blankets, how they trick them so easy.
Uh-huh.
That's an easy money ride right there, dude. I'll fucking roll with the blanket.
No, you don't get a blanket or any clothes.
Okay.
You're completely naked.
Butt ass naked.
Except for that hat.
Wear underwear.
You can only wear that hat. So if you want to pull it off and cover yourself while you run, you can, but it's to slow you down. $25,000. You still do it, right? I would do it.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do it with a fucking hard ass cop. I'm going to fucking pop a Cialis, a full one, bro.
I'll probably jerk off while I'm running across there. See if I can get off before I reach the wall. I don't know.
There's a strong, hey, you know what?
I'm looking for views right now. That's it.
Kids, we're trying to get some followers, this bitch.
I might put a stalk of celery up my ass like a MacGyver.
I might tape MacGyver. I might tape my penis right them. Behind like a tranny. Fucking give him a real show. Let my bush grow.
Oh shit! What else? What's an? All right, let me. You come up with an example of something for $25,000. I'm trying to think of all the things I would do for $25,000. That has to be dangerous.
Okay, let's say. Would you jump off a fifth story? Down to a four-story branch, hoping you could just catch it.
No way. And if, not even. I okay. wouldn't even climb to
how
a
about
fifth story.
Third, how about third floor down to a second floor branch?
If it involves heights, I'm out. You're going to have to get into the millions for me to consider battling my fear of heights.
Third floor to second floor branch, bro? Even if you fucking hit the branch and don't catch it, it'll still break a nice fall. Let's say there's a decent bush down at the bottom.
There would have to be a fucking entire like inflatable air mattress situation.
Come on. Like no, that's not the money. What the fuck is the point if you got no gamble on it? I mean, if I can get those two bulls to butt fuck me at the same time, they could DP me with their horns.
I don't mind getting stabbed or headbutted or rammed or what. I just don't like falling from tall shit. That's where I draw the line. It would have to be so much money. It's my worst fear of all time, man. I couldn't do it. You would do that for $25,000, like Jackie Chan, that shit? Would you do the Jackie Chan stunt where you're on a fifth-store rooftop and you jump on the other side of the alley, there's a third-story balcony, a wide, long one? Would you do the jump into the third-story balcony?
Well, how do they do it? How do they – what safety precautions?
He had none. He really did the jump. So did Tom Cruise.
Is that on YouTube?
Yeah. It's on his, there's a montage of his best stunts. I would take forever to find.
He probably won't be able to pull it up, but.
If you can find it, Jared, it's going to take you a while. Just hit us in the private chat and let us know if you get it. But literally he runs off like a fifth story rooftop, jumps for real. There's no safety air shit or nothing. He is just going to land and kind of parkour that shit like he does. Do a little tuck, but he hits the rail and like breaks his fucking leg and has to continue filming the movie. He's incredible, dude. No stuntman, Jackie Chan. That's what they call him back home. No stuntman, Jackie Chan.
That'd be a good shirt, bro. They call me No Stuntman, Jackie Chan.
Just fucking rolling up.
That's a good shirt.
What's up, ladies? No Stuntman, Jackie Chan. Right here.
I don't know if you need to throw the Asian twang in there, Todd. I mean,
I actually sounded a little Hispanic, I think, which was not.
No, I was definitely going Asian on that. I felt like you were really going. Right.
And you know, he couldn't speak any English when he made all those movies here. They would have to. He would have to memorize the lines basically by sound, just repeating the sound.
And you know what else? Think about it. People think that these guys just show up and get a movie, right? Like fucking him and Chris Tucker. Jackie Chan's been doing films since like the 60s, bro. Mm-hmm. And he finally had to do fucking a movie with Chris Tucker to blow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, which could be annoying as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Chris Tucker.
You understand the sound coming out of my mouth? Like,
do you understand
annoying.
The words that come out of my mouth? Like, now listen.
Why are you screaming?
Chris Tucker was one of the, he had the best 5-minute set, maybe an impossible. He had the best 4-minute set possibly in the history of 4-minute sets. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Oh,
what's
here
this?
We go.
Jared, I think he has it rumbled in the Bronx.
Is this the jump? Oh, and it's over. Yeah, this is it. Boom. Watch him land. They kept the jump, and he broke his leg. Now, they obviously did a little cut to show him slide across the floor because see him limping or whatever? He really clipped his leg on the edge of the balcony right before he landed.
Can you go back? Can I see the jump? Did he jump over the rails? That guy's not happy about that.
I think he did jump over a fence rail, too, that's by the edge of the roof of the building. Here he goes.
Off the car. Off the car. Off the car.
This was a real jump, and it's him, dude, not a man. And he broke his fucking ankle or his leg. Like when he landed.
What a move by old fucking Rumble in the Bronx, kid. I broke my leg, bitch. I broke my leg, bitch. Look at that shit, dude.
He's an OG, dude. I mean, this guy.
How about Jared?
Thank you, Jared. Great find, dude.
Buddy. Wow.
That's not an easy one to find. You're the man.
Come on. Okay, no.
Jackie Chan's one of my favorites.
That's it.
I love him so much.
What a dip. That was a fucking. See, that's what I was talking about. Would you do that? That was some thug shit he did, bro.
See, you would probably do that.
They had to have a net down there. Ain't no way they let him do it. Ain't no way they're letting him fucking do it with a net.
Oh, there was definitely, I think, something down on the street level in case he bounced off the balcony. But he really had to make the real jump and just a regular balcony with no, like, cushioning.
Yeah, that was. That was a fucking 24-foot drop, bro.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not that high, but at least 16 feet. I mean, standard roofing laws says 8 feet, I think.
Yeah, I
mean,
and I also don't think that scene was filmed in the U.S. So back then when they were making those movies. Like
it was called Rumble in the Bronx, though. Huh?
Yeah, but I think a lot of the filming was overseas, wasn't it?
I don't know, but if they fucking film Rumble in the Bronx in Japan, I'm going to be a little pissed off, dude.
Most of the movies he made were China-based, which is why he got to do all his shit, because there was no safety at all. They showed one scene where it wasn't his movie, but it was in the same era, where they literally put a little girl on the back of a car, like the trunk, holding on while the car is driving down the road and skidding. And the parents actually signed permission for her to do that. And they didn't have to run it through any safety people at all.
We have Jared queuing in.
It was filmed in Vancouver.
Yeah, Canada. There you go. But they probably had pretty good safety rules.
Well, I mean, listen, look at what hockey motherfuckers do. They're crazy, bro. Hockey.
Yeah.
That's a wild move, though. It's a wild move, but I'm pumped he did it. Thank you, Jackie Chan, for breaking your leg for that clip. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, he healed up, you know?
Hey, he's a beast, dude. And, you know, just because they call it Rumble in the Bronx, Sean, Parks and Rec is supposed to be taking place in Indiana, but they didn't film it here.
If my underwear had a nickname, I'd call them the Bronx. So that whenever my lady want to get freaky, I'd be like, it's time for Rumble in the Bronx. That was corny.
What's the other? I was watching a documentary the other day about the kid. What's the kid who played with De Niro in the Bronx Tale?
Yeah.
I didn't know that kid got all fucked up.
You mean Jackie Aprile? Oh, wait. That was the kid, right? Jackie Jr.?
Yeah, he played Jackie Jr. in The Sopranos.
Wait. I don't know. Is that the same guy?
Yeah, it's the same guy. I just watched the whole documentary on it.
No, he killed himself.
No,
he didn't?
No, he went to prison for a long time.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He went to prison.
He was strung out on crack, and he did this burglary where the guy he was with ended up shooting and killing a cop.
Yeah.
So he went to prison forever, and now he's out. Like,
oh, he's out?
Jackie Jr.'s
out of jail?
Yeah, that's why they made the documentary.
Does he talk in it?
Oh, yeah. He's all in it.
No, dude. No, I did a fucking episode of Chef with Jackie Jr. Fuck off, dude.
Dude, watch it. Look up the documentary on it.
Pull up a picture of him.
The kid from the Bronx Tale. The whole thing's about the kid from the Bronx Tale, bro.
Okay, no, I'm talking about, I'm sorry. Jackie Jr. from Sopranos is not the dude from Bronx Tale, then.
The one that Tony Soprano killed. He let him drink a pop first. Yeah, Jackie's son.
But that kid is different. The Bronx Tale Meadow. Kid is different from Jackie Jr., bro. That's not the same guy.
Okay.
I'm just fucking tripping out because I mixed it up. That's my fault. But I know it's not the same guy, bro. Jackie Jr. is definitely not the same actor as the fucking young kid that Sonny pulls out of the car before they had the Molotov cocktail explosion. Definitely not.
You don't think so? Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy was in The Sopranos, and he was Jackie Aprile's son.
Dude, all I know is that Jackie Jr. was on $20 Chef.
Yeah.
He's not a crackhead anymore. I'm guaranteeing it's not the same guy, but we got to figure this out, though.
You're talking about Lilo.
Jared, tell us.
Lilo Brancato.
Jason Seaborn plays Jackie Jr.
That's who was on $20 Chef.
Okay.
And he is not in The Bronx Tale.
Yes.
Lilo Brancato was a Bronx Tale kid. And he was also in The Sopranos, and he was, I thought, no, his mom married the dickhead after they killed, he killed Jackie. And then, yeah.
No, this is not the same guy. Okay. Jared, pull up the two people for old Todski here, because he's got them mixed up.
We're getting, sorry if this is getting boring for people, but Lilo Brancato, see what he played in Sopranos. He was dating Meadow for a long time.
Caligaro?
Lilo Brancato?
Lilo Brancato Jr. is Caligaro.
Okay.
Just pull up their both pictures if you could.
Okay.
Anyway, the documentary is about the Bronx Tale kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. The more famous one.
By the way, one of the coolest days I ever had was when I first moved to New York, and I hung out with Chrissy D, and he brought along Chaz Palminteri.
Oh, you hung out with Chris DiStefano and he brought them?
Well, one time when I was with Chris, he goes, "Hey, my buddy's on his way."
Yeah.
And then Chaz Palminteri showed up, who's fucking Sonny from the Bronx.
Yeah, Bronx Tale. Yeah, absolutely.
And he told stories, bro. We went to, we sat at the Comedy Cellar at our own booth, and no one fucking looked at us. See, completely different kid.
Oh, see, this kid's never been in anything else though. Big deal. He was on your show.
Yeah. This kid wasn't a surprise. Fuck off.
I had to.
Yeah, there we go, bro.
No, it is cool. I remember you had like four cast members of The Sopranos on there, didn't you?
Three? Yeah, I had Jackie Jr. And then I had Furio.
Yes.
And then I had Johnny fucking from New York. I had John from New York.
Yeah.
I'm having a brain fart right now, but fucking it was John from the New York crew.
Right.
Yeah. He, like, by the way, my last weed joke, it ended it for him. He goes, "All right, let's get out of here." Weed joke at the end of the episode because me and Jackie and Furio were vibing.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, fucking John over here from New York, which
he's old, right?
Yeah, and he's super Republican. Like, I follow him on Twitter, and he's like hardcore Trumper, like hardcore
like a
right-wing.
Giuliani guy.
Yeah. And when I said the second weed joke, I only said one weed joke, but he was like, "All right, let's get on out of here."
Really?
Yeah. What, and then I think we finished the last scenes without him.
Really?
Yeah, he was just an old fucking grumpy old dude. But Furio and Jackie Jr. were the best, bro. They were so awesome. And he was good. Johnny Sack from Sopranos.
Yeah,
for my disrespect.
Well, he was an asshole all throughout The Sopranos, too, by
Yeah,
the
of
way.
Course.
So he was probably just being himself.
Ralph called his wife a fat slob.
Yes.
And then a fucking war broke out.
Ralph, that's a dude I was trying to think of. Because remember the guy I'm talking about,
Jackie
Ralph
Senior.
Yeah, Ralph was
Ralph Cifaretto.
Had to put the let Tony give him a pass, and he thought he was getting a pass.
Yeah,
he didn't.
He was fucking around with Janice doing key bumps in Thanksgiving.
Come on,
fucking raw dog and Janice in the bathroom during dinner. What a savage move! You can't wait. You can't do it before thing. You got to get up from the table when Tony's fucking pouring the cranberries to go fuck Ralph Cifaretto. Come on. You can't wait till game time starts after the fucking Thanksgiving. You can't wait till the third quarter of the goddamn Bears game. You know, I mean, Jesus.
Have you ever had sex during a family holiday get together? You have?
Well, not like that. Not like that. You know what I mean?
Not like in the bathroom. Let's squeeze it in the bathroom while everybody's eating. Just at night, like you slept there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess that means no.
That's still pretty cool. But yeah, I just meant like everybody's in there waiting. You brought your girlfriend with you, and then you just pull over to the side and in the bathroom real quick. No, grandma, door's locked. I'm taking a shit. Get up. Let go of the doorknob.
Fucking Todd thought Jackie Jr. was the same guy.
Well, it's because of the tie to Ralphie.
Yeah, they're both. Yeah, it's close, though. It is close.
Yeah. Close. Why did Ralphie have to give him a pass? Now I'm so confused.
I can't remember, bro. I can't remember. All I know is that, dude, I don't know what's happening, but in 10 minutes, I got to meet my lady back down at the fucking buffet, bro. It's open bar, and they got a Michael Jackson cover band going on tonight.
Nice.
Fucking, it's called Eddie, I Am Okay. And we're going to go down there and fucking watch him, bro. Little resort. Swim Up Bar was popping. Dude, when I went on Burton's 40th birthday,
mm-hmm.
We went to that resort in Mexico. I was in the zone. I was getting hammered. And at one point, they had two security guards following me around for about 4 hours.
Really?
Yeah, it was my highlight of my trip.
They just identified that you were potentially a problem?
Potentially a problem, because I was just a big, goofy, loud, drunk clown.
Hilarious.
And I remember we were waving to them, bro, because they had that little bridge that goes over the fucking pool, you know?
Uh-huh.
You got the swim up bar that you can go up underneath the bridge and shit and swim over to the other side, and they had the bridge. And it was two fucking goofy-ass security guards. I noticed them like for a little bit. I at first I was being an idiot, and I know it, you know. And I'm at the bar being an idiot and being an idiot in another place, and I'm pretty close to done. Like, I'm barely remembering things. And I keep seeing these two fucks like on the corner of my good eye. And I'm like, what's going on here, dude? These fucking pigs. Pretty soon they're like, dude, they're following you everywhere you go, bro. So I started walking around just to like fucking make them follow me.
I would have tried some of your movie skills on them. Like, I would have walked around one corner and just like dropped your clothes and grabbed another jacket out of the trash can and put it on.
I'm trying to lose them.
Just come out and see if you can lose them.
I should have tried to lose them. But I was like, it was so funny because I wasn't doing anything that bad.
Right.
I mean, maybe at one point I was standing at the bar, maybe my butt cheeks hanging out, and they had to be like, yo, stop it. But at max, dude, that might have been the worst.
Sir, you're going to have to pull up your swim trunks. You're in a public
pull up your swim
bar.
Trunks, you fucking Momo. I'm like, you know, you're a fat slob. Calm down. You know, you're not one of the dudes on Temptation Island with the cut up bodies and shit.
Right about then, too, when they walk up to you and they're like, sir, you're going to have to pull up your swim trunks. We can see your entire ass. Like, then that's when the camera cuts to the two little old ladies that are over there doing pool yoga.
Yeah,
and they're they cover their mouth like, you know, they give you a little wink. Like,
yeah, the 80-year-old lady's fucking doing that. What are they doing? What are they doing?
They do a little.
Yeah, they're doing.
Covering their mouth.
Oh, they're playing fucking shuffleboard and shit.
Uh-huh.
We saw butt cheeks and he's under 60. He's only a hair over 40.
Shit.
Yeah, no, that was. But the food was fantastic, dude. We fucking drank all the Tito's out. I forgot what we ended on.
My dream one day is to be the coolest old dude on the shuffleboard court.
I want to be the best Domino's player after from the 60 to 70 version.
Oh, yeah.
60 to 70 region.
Yeah. I just want people to, like, from other retirement communities.
Yeah.
To, like, always be trying to come up with, like, even recruiting new mm-hmm. old people to stay at their community, just trying to bring in ringers to beat me, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When we do the All Valley.
Fucking Old Valley Shuffleboard. I'm Ronnie. This is Steven. Welcome to the 388th annual All Valley Shuffleboard.
Shit.
That's funny as fuck.
That's living the dream.
Yeah. Trying to live, man. Just mark your calendars, guys. I think it's March 13th weekend. The ACL, the Guns Blazing Podcast, teaming up with the ACL again for the Wichita Nationals.
Let's go. I mean, it's going to get bigger and better every time we do it. Coming up with the plan, get cool shit popping off. As long as everything comes together, we should be putting out some fucking awesome content that week. And if you live anywhere around there, why will you not just come? Come hang out with us. Like, we'll hang out with you, and you can watch some cool-ass fucking cornhole. I mean, March, the best in the world.
March 19, 2021, Wichita, Kansas University, Wichita, Kansas, the 2021 ACL Cornhole Mania, the second of five national events to determine who America's greatest, actually the world's greatest cornhole players are, because cornhole players are flying in from all over the world to play these tournaments, Todd.
They are. They are. So go to, just check out the website. Check out gunsblazingpodcast.com, because we'll put like a link to the actual event itself. And I think we're going to have a comedy show there on Thursday.
Yeah.
That people can come to. So we'll put a link up for that as well. It's going to be fucking incredible. We're going to tape some $20 chef. We're going to be podcasting from there. I don't know. It's going to be dope.
It's going to be great.
Like, just follow it.
We're taking over. Listen, a big part of this podcast is going to be with the ACL, the American Cornhole League, playing cornhole, being involved with the professional level of cornhole, and we want you guys to come along. And if you didn't listen, if you're not a cornhole person, just watch and hang out with us, and I guarantee you become one. It's fucking awesome. Addicting. And it's regular people like us. Everybody has a regular job. They're real people. They're not these fantasy athletes. Yeah, they do freakishly athletic stuff. They do things none of us can do, but they're still regular people like us. They're awesome people. They're just good at cornhole, man. They're actually good is an understatement. They're unbelievably amazing at cornhole.
Yeah, and we're only doing this because we know one day we will be the world champion doubles team. And just imagine this. Like, imagine if Joe Rogan, who started in the early stages of the UFC, stayed with them, and just all of a sudden one day, after years of being like the funny talent guy for broadcasting the sport, comes around and becomes the middleweight champ. Like, can you imagine? That's going to be us in cornhole. So stand by. Yeah.
And then you never know. Maybe one day on ESPN 2 or 3 or the Ocho or ESPN 1, Todd McComas goes fucking heads up against Sean Latham for the National Cornhole Singles Championship.
What? I mean.
Get out of town.
That's Randy Couture and Chuck Liddell. It's Randy Couture and Chuck versus Chuck Liddell. You can't hate either one. You love both of them. Whoever wins, it's a win. There are no losers in that. Let's go.
Once friend turned foe, back to friend.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the bags fly, friendship's out the window, folks.
It's war then. It's life or death. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've been listening to this podcast up to this point, and you've been with us since day one, you have a major leg up on people that are just now joining in, because, I mean, you guys don't get it, but they don't even come close to getting it. So
they don't even get that they don't get it. They're like, why don't I get it? I get it.
At least you guys get why you don't get it. So get the shirt. Go to the website and look up,
get
the new shirt. You don't get it. It says it all. Man. And let other people know by wearing it that they don't get it.
They don't get it, bro.
We love you guys. And I'm going to ask one thing of you. Other than 3Chi, by the way, you guys are fucking crushing using the 3Chi or something, because they really like us. And that's awesome, because we really, really love them and we use the fuck out of their products. But we're going to be asking you to give the ACL, the American Cornhole League, a chance. Like, watch our shit on there and watch it. And Sean wasn't lying, dude. It's fucking addicting. Like, you could take some 3-Chi. Take one or two gummies, whatever the recommended dosages for your weight and all that stuff. Lean back and watch you a few hours of ACL, because there is nothing like that experience. Let me tell you, trust me.
Get the ACL app on your phones. AC American Cornhole League.
Like $4.99.
Follow along.
$4.99. Why wouldn't you do it? You piss that away every month on fucking a bag of Doritos.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
You do. It's great. It's great content.
Yeah. All right, Sean. I love you.
Get on our YouTube also. Go to our YouTube. All of our fun stuff's coming out.
Oh, wait for the shoot day, snow day, fucking whatever it is, video compilation. Holy shit, it's looking good. Jeff's working on it. We've seen pieces of it. It might be our finest work.
And it's going to be our standard soon.
Yeah. All right. We out?
Late.
Peace.